The Democratic Alliance notes President Ramaphosa's broadcast announcement tonight on the escalating crisis in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng and other parts of South Africa. However, very disappointingly, very little in his address offered anything new or significant in terms of the measures to curb the violence, the looting and the destruction of property that was continuing while the President was even delivering his address. There were no details, for example, of the SANDF deployment, such as the number of troops and where they should be deployed, as well as no details on any progress from crime intelligence. In short, it was very clear that the President and his government have no real plan and that citizens, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal, will be left to face the mobs of rioters and looters entirely on their own. Our country is literally burning before our eyes, and many South Africans have lost everything they had to looters, and thousands of jobs have been laid to waste. We needed tonight a strong statement of action, but instead we simply got more of the platitudes that the presidency has become known for. Now, the DA supports absolutely, in principle, all efforts to bring the violence under control and re-establish law and order. The situation was allowed to reach this point precisely because our law enforcement agencies failed to take control early on and do their jobs. Of critical importance right now is that law enforcement regain control of the situation and take back the initiative, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, but also elsewhere in South Africa. They need to do the job that the Constitution demands of them. Because the violence and looting is so widespread, this means targeting our law enforcement resources exactly where they are needed to disrupt large gatherings of rioters is essential. This calls for a coordination of defence intelligence, crime intelligence and state security. Our forces on the ground cannot just simply fly blind, reacting to sporadic incidents. It's also imperative that the South African Police Service is supported in its actual law enforcement efforts by the South African National Defence Force, and that the latter is not merely deployed to guard national key points in a province, as was the case this evening in KwaZulu-Natal. Our constitution allows for the army to assist the police in maintaining law and order, and this is now what is required of them. President Ramaphosa also needs to acquaint himself fully with the situation on the ground and then direct resources that are needed most. If he did this, he would know that the South African National Defence Force cannot simply be deployed as glorified guards. They need to support the SAP's law enforcement operation. What the President should also have announced tonight was the immediate reconvening of Parliament, so that it can start doing its job within 24 hours. It's quite extraordinary that this has not been a priority. Particular focus is also going to have to be given to the protection of healthcare facilities and the supply of oxygen to COVID wards in violence-affected areas, as the country battles the third wave of a deadly pandemic. It is critical that we continue to take care of the sick and the vulnerable. The reality is that South Africans would have come away from tonight's address with nothing new and nothing to ease their minds. For many thousands of men and women across the country, this will be a frightening night ahead of them, and they would have wanted the President to offer them something in the way of leadership and reassurance. The DA calls on President Ramaphosa to stand up for law-abiding citizens of this country and to meet these looters and thugs with strong, decisive action that shows that his government means business, as well as a real plan to protect them from the damage of the ANC's ongoing internal wars. We call on all South Africans to stay safe and to protect their families and property, but also to remain calm and measured in these efforts. We dare not legitimize unnecessary violence, even in the most extreme circumstances, and we dare not lose our humanity in this crisis.